This is WFRS Reports, a pre-recorded public affairs program. I'm Ken Grimball. Well, for decades, we've heard of rock and roll, naturally. Now there's rock and wrap it up. Now, to explain this green initiative, our guest is Sid Mandelbaum. He's the founder of the organization. Sid, so tell us, how does rock and wrap it up work? Is there music involved?
Well, there is music involved, but we are an anti-poverty think tank which developed tactics and strategies that help to green our planet and therefore reduce poverty.
Well, now how do you go about doing that?
Well, interestingly enough, our name, Rock and Wrap It Up, got its start in the music industry, as you had noted, when bands were touring, and we discovered at Jones Beach Theater here on Long Island that food that was prepared but not served was being thrown out. And it's rock star food, so you could imagine how good it is. And through a series of trial and error, we developed a concept called contractual obligation that takes the rock star food, puts a rider in a contract that says all edible leftover food prepared but not served cannot be thrown out, but must feed the hungry. And Rock and Wrap It Up will arrange for the recovery. That rider precedes the band into the cities they play in, and that allows us to set up for mainly faith-based organizations to go backstage and recover that food.
That's a marvelous idea because quite often that food is thrown out, it goes into landfills, and it's huge because there are so many different things happening, programs, where they have a large food tray, and all of this stuff is just wasted. So this is a great idea. Now, it goes on beyond food, I understand.
It does. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that both of my parents are Holocaust survivors, and I was brought up in a household where food was very, very dear. My parents were teenagers in Nazi concentration camps where most of their family was murdered, and we learned that food was very, very dear and must be saved, and I felt if I could make a difference in my life, I wanted to help end poverty and hunger in the planet that I was born onto. Rock and Wrap It Up has five distinct niches that it works in. The first one, the music industry, is coordinated by Taina Thermidor, and you could reach her online, rockandwrapitup.org. If any music promoters or music managers are online or listening to this broadcast, and contact Taina to get your bands involved with us in the cities that you play in. We then have the school program, which started in 1997 after a series of articles in Rolling Stone and then in 17 magazine. The school program encourages food that's prepared but not served or sold in elementary, middle, high school, and colleges to find its way to those people in need in the local communities. We've also added programs for the very young called Snack Wrap, where food that is healthy, unopened snacks, instead of being brought home at the end of the day, can go to latchkey programs, and they are collected in the school cafeterias. The boxes are very distinct. They have logos on them from partners that we work with, like the New York Mets, the New York Football Giants, and we co-brand Rock and Wrap It Up in those teams to have kids get very excited that their favorite teams are working with us. The next program is the sports program. The sports program, we have 75 sport franchises throughout North America, and those programs are based on food that's not sold, and from every home game, there's a harvesting opportunity, and that food is given to the poor through Rock and Wrap It Up. Rock and Wrap It Up bets its partners so that for you to pick up food for us, you need to have a health certificate from an accrediting agency in your city and state. You need to have refrigeration, transportation, volunteers, an ongoing program, cell phones, and storage to hold the food. It's nice to know in the New York area, every team in New York is a partner of Rock and Wrap It Up Sports Wrap program. Abby Cash runs those programs, and he could be found on our website as well. For the rest of the school programs, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Rose Foley runs our programs throughout North America. She can also be found on our website, rockandwrapitup.org. We also do a phenomenal program with colleges in a program called Give and Go Green, where Give and Go Green encourages graduating students to donate their mini refrigerators, microwaves, toaster ovens, all room and dorm accoutrement that can be repurposed to people that are in need, especially women and children in crisis and families in crisis that are being put into new homes. Our next program is Hotel Wrap. And Hotel Rap is coordinated by Taina Thermidor, who also runs our music programs. And here we have hotel chains like the Marriott, Sheraton, and Hyatt, where all paper products and toiletries that are not used or gently used, instead of going into landfill, go to the poor. Toilet paper rolls, tissue boxes, shampoo and conditioners, instead of being thrown out, have huge value to those people that would have to otherwise purchase them. The Rock and Wrap It Up mantra, which is reducing the planet's poverty footprint while reducing society's carbon footprint, fits very nicely into this. And the higher end the hotel, the more they change their toiletries and paper products when guests leave the room. We then have a huge program in the entertainment industry. Project It's a Wrap arranges for food from shoots to go to the poor. And if people want to volunteer for that program, they could contact Abby Case, who also runs our sport programs, and his information can be found on our website. NBC Universal and recently Warner Brothers now have Rock and Wrap It Up in their literature, so that if you're going to be filming, they don't want your food to go into landfill, but must feed the hungry. Finally, we do advocacy work. And in 2008, former President George W. Bush signed into law the Federal Food Donation Act. And that act encourages federal buildings and facilities not to throw their food away, but to give it to the poor. And Rock and Wrap It Up wrote that bill. And that has a lot of legs to it, as they say, because we're beginning programs that will increase the ability of possibly the military giving their excess to the poor.
Wow, this is a really well thought out program. You know, now you started in the 1990s, and you've gone into so many different areas. You're helping so many different people, different types of people. You've gotten into sports, you've gotten into theater, you've gotten into the classroom, I mean, into the home. You know, that's an amazing thing that you've done. You must be extremely proud of yourselves there. And, you know, this program, for the public to get involved, what do you do? You know, I know you can call your, look at the website. It's rockandwrapitup.org, rockandwrapitup.org, and they can get information. They could also contact you. What number would they call you if they wanted to just call?
A great local number is 516-295-0670, 516-295-0670. And we'll be able to coordinate if anyone that's looking to do some volunteer work with us or wants to make a donation. We are a 501c3. We are lean and mean, as they say, and our budget is only $400,000 for a staff of six.
That's a staff of six. That's quite a bit of quite a lot of work cut out for the people who are working there. So you're quite involved, and you know, this program seems to be a very active one, and one that can be adapted to various situations. That's what I see that you've done here. You're not just sticking with one small area.
Well, poverty is so great in this country, it is almost mind-boggling, Ken. There are 50 million Americans that are food insecure, 50 million Americans that are food insecure, and we need to help them to eat.
Yes.
We also have found through the USDA statistics that there are over 95 billion pounds of food that are thrown away each year in this country. So if we could put together the food that's thrown away with the agencies that need it, everyone can eat in this country.
What a waste. All of that food just thrown into the landfill and, you know, just destroyed. So now you were talking a few seconds ago about volunteers. Now, if someone has a truck, or can they get a router? How does this work? How would you?
Abby would coordinate. If someone does have time and has a vehicle, we need help, especially picking up from film shoots in both Brooklyn, Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk, where we have, in some instances, food that's ready to be donated, but we don't have the people power to pick it up.
Wow, so then that food just goes to waste again.
Correct.
And the program with the colleges, how, where the students leave behind these refrigerators and furniture?
Well, what we do with the colleges is on two levels. On the food level, we will partner the college campus and the purveyor of the school with agencies that are already in their local communities that are in dire need of food. With the programs like Give and Go Green, we work very closely with agencies like the Inn in Hempstead, the Salvation Army in New York City, the Barry Mission. Our biggest partners in the tri-state area are Barnard of Columbia, Fordham on the island, CW Post, Dowling, and Five Towns College. All of them share the passion for sustainability, and we help them realize that.
And all of this is from food that's left over from various meetings and special occasions at these facilities. Is that correct?
Right. The food has to be cooled down if it's hot. But more importantly, we like getting the food that's prepared but not served at all. Most caterers, and since catering, as you know, is such an inexact science, prepare over what they need, and they keep in the refrigerator backup trays for anything that's on a buffet. We would never take a buffet item, but we want the tray that backs that tray up.
Oh, I see. So that way it's nice and fresh, and there's no spoil or anything like that. It goes, it's fresh, and it goes to the individual who might need it.
Correct.
Now, but you're in schools as well. Now, I believe you were in a school on Long Island recently where you were encouraging children to get involved in this program.
Yes, we introduced a couple of weeks ago in the town of North Hempstead. Supervisor John Kamen, a great man. I met him in the spring when Rock and Wrap It Up and the town of North Hempstead were recognized by Region 2 of the EPA. And he came to me and said, Sid, I read about your work. What can we do in the town of North Hempstead? And we were able to get the New York Mets and Giants to donate two Rock and Wrap It Up receptacles, snack wrap boxes, that are being put, as we speak, into 47 schools in the town of North Hempstead, where they'll be collecting on a daily basis snacks, healthy snacks that are unopened.
That's excellent. And these are given out. Now, who decides where the food goes?
The individual school coordinators, the social workers, guidance counselors, principals know their communities. So we prefer that the food that's collected in, let's say, Roslyn or in New Hyde Park stay in New Hyde Park and Roslyn. Many of these schools have after-school programs like latchkey programs, and many of the latchkey programs are very underfunded. And this is a great way to reduce their operating budgets, because our feeling is, with all of our agencies, Ken, if I save an agency $100 a month of what they were purchasing, then that's $100 that could go directly to reduce poverty. It can pay for tutors and social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, job training. In the aggregate, we know that those are the root causes of poverty. So if we could attack those root causes, we can reduce poverty.
Well, and all that's done through Rock and Wrap It Up. What an excellent organization. And people can learn more about it by going to the web and looking for rockandwrapitup.org. That's rockandwrapitup.org. And they can also call you at 516-295-0670. And if they're getting rid of things, they should call you also. Maybe you can use it in some way. So that's
Absolutely.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Sid. We appreciate you being our guest on this edition of WFRS Report.
Thank you so much, Ken.